Therefore, even though Paul was injured every day, he rejoiced and celebrated. But the people of today, even though they don't endure even a fraction of what he did, are in distress and wail for no other reason than they do not possess a mind filled with heavenly philosophy. So tell me, why the weeping? Because you are poor and lacking in necessities. Surely for this you should be wailing, not because you weep, not because you are poor, but because you are weak, not because you lack money, but because you value money so much. Paul faced death daily, but did not weep. He took joy in it. He constantly battled with hunger, but did not lament, but even took pride in it. And do you, just because you have not stored up enough provisions for the whole year, fret and beat yourself up? Yes, he replies, for he only had to look after his own needs, while I additionally have to look after servants, children, and a wife. Yet he alone was not just responsible for his own needs, but for the needs of the whole world. And you indeed have to care for one household, but he had to care for the many poor in Jerusalem, in Macedonia, everywhere in poverty, both for those who donate and those who receive. His global concern was twofold: to ensure they lacked nothing and were rich in spirit. Your famished children do not distress you as much as the concerns of all believers distressed him. Why do I speak of believers? He was not even free from concerns for non-believers, to the extent he wished to be cursed for their sake. But you, even in a severe famine, would never choose to die for anyone. And you concern yourself with one woman, but he cared for churches worldwide. For he says, "My worry is for all the churches." 2 Cor 11:28, 28. How long, then, man, will you trivialize comparing yourself with Paul, and will you not stop this petty-mindedness? For we must weep, not when we are poor, but when we sin. This is worthy of distress, while all other things are laughable. But, he says, this is not all that bothers me, but also that someone else is in power while I am disregarded and cast aside. And what of this? For the blessed Paul, too, was perceived by many to be disregarded and set aside. But, he says, he was Paul. Clearly, then, it's not the situation, but your weak spirit that's causing your despair. Therefore, don't grieve over your poverty, but be upset about your attitude, or rather, don't mourn for yourself, but reform yourself. Don't seek wealth, but pursue the things that make people happier than thousands of dollars, namely philosophy and virtue. Because where these exist, there is no detriment in poverty. And where these don't exist, there's no benefit in wealth. So tell me, what good is it when people are rich indeed, but have impoverished souls? You're not as pitiable as that rich man himself, because he craves all the wealth. And if he doesn't weep like you do, delve into his conscience, and you'll find his internal cries and wails.